an honest insight into the chaotic teenage brain. Well, that's the promise of Christchurch's Court Youth Company's Young Actors, ahead of their end-of-year production. Brainstorm is semi-scripted and semi-devised, bringing together research by neuroscientists and the actors' personal stories. Director and deviser Rachel Sears says most research is written for parents to help them understand their teenage children's behaviour, but this show allows young people to explain their behaviour in their own words. I spoke to Rachel and to two of the cast of 19, Luca Malthus and Freddie Thornton. Rachel says Brainstorm, which is based on a blueprint created by an overseas theatre company, has a lot to offer teens and their parents.
When we started looking into the research around the adolescent brain, a lot of the kind of accessible information is really written for a kind of parent-teacher audience, and that didn't feel like the kind of show we wanted to make as a company. We wanted to make something that was owned by the young people in the company, that they understood, and it's happening in their bodies and in their minds, so that seemed to make sense to me.
And what was the brief or the provocation that you gave these actors of yours?
Multiple different briefs throughout the rehearsal process. So we started off kind of thinking about the science, so how to present the science in a fun, accessible way. And then we talked about stories from different members of the company's lives, times where they felt like they were living through that science. And then we talked about how we would present that in a theatrical way.
Freddie, one of the things here is that you're basing a lot of this on your own lives, of course, your own experiences, but the research of neuroscientists. And neuroscientific research doesn't sound that sexy to me, really, in many ways, you know, the stuff of great theatre. But what have you learnt through that?
Oh, I've learnt so much about why I make the decisions I do, because the main brain research we've discovered is that there's the prefrontal cortex, which is very logical, and the limbic system, which is very impulsive. And the prefrontal cortex, when you're a teenager, isn't particularly developed. So you make bad decisions. Sometimes they're rash decisions and they end up going pretty well, but a lot of the time they don't. And I've honestly learned so much about why I behaved in certain ways. Like, there's a part of the show where we have to talk about a decision we made, and I just realised that that decision was just all limbic system. It was all impulsive, and it's amazing to share that story now, knowing where it came from. Yeah.
Now, I do want people to come and see the play, but maybe you could give us a short version of that story, because I'm intrigued now.
Oh, gosh, very exciting. So I've been with my boyfriend now for 2 years, and when we first got together, we were in a show together, and I had a huge crush on him the whole time, and I thought he was amazing. And then it was the after party, and I was like, it's now or never, I got to do it. And so I just got really drunk, because obviously it puts those inhibitions right down, and I just went up to him and I asked him, do you want to make out? And luckily he said yes. If he hadn't, I don't think I would have ever recovered from embarrassment. But he did, and we've been together ever since. But now I understand that, you know, even the decision to drink was like an impulsive limbic system moment.
Ooh. Wow, yeah. Luca, I don't know, can you top that? And what have you learned through this experience?
Well, I think my understanding of the brain before going into Brainstorm is just, yeah, like it's an organ, but inside the way it works is just some sort of magic void. But it's kind of come to an understanding that there's a logical explanation for everything that like happens inside your brain. It's like looking into anxiety and social anxiety a wee while ago. It's a lot of overthinking stuff is because of an overworked amygdala. And it's like, oh, I thought that would just be, I don't know, some sort of inexplicable brain thing that you have to use a 100-word paragraph to explain, but it's just like, I don't know, 3 words. And I think that's quite interesting.
The brain chemistry of adolescence is described often as chaotic. Mm-hmm. It's a very long time since my brain was in that age group, but from your perspective, does it feel chaotic when we describe it in that way?
Yes, and like, it's also, like, it makes sense. Like, oh, and this is why you behave like this, because it's chaotic and your brain's messed up and all insane. And I'm like, yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Well, Freddie shared one of her stories. I think it's only fair that you do too.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got one. At around the start of the year, I was in a short relationship, a very short relationship, notably short. And we were about 4 days in to dating. And I started thinking, like, am I straight? And so I kind of brought this up with him and talked about this and this and this, and he was like, yeah, no, we just kind of shouldn't be together. So we broke up, and that was the 4-day relationship. And I think it was kind of an impulsive decision to be with him in the first place, because, like, I don't know, we were always just kind of fun and flirty. It's like, ooh, look, it's those two together. Oh, look how fun and flirty they are. But then I kind of thought, oh, what if I actually have, like, a huge crush on him? You know, we'll just see what happens. And then we decided we'd be in a relationship, and then instantly I was kind of like, oh no, hang on, this isn't right. And yeah, that's my fun, quirky story.
I've got to say, Rachel, that just with these two cast members, the fact that they are so open, so really open and candid, that's the only way something like this can really work. But even you're surprised by just how generous your young actors are with their stories.
Absolutely. I mean, this project could probably only happen at the end of the youth company year. So we've been a company since the beginning of 2019, and I don't think you could do this show if it wasn't at the end of that time together, because this group of young people have been working together every week for a really long time, and they know each other really well, and they trust each other, and I know them and they know me. Even so, I've still been blown away by how generous everyone's been, but also probably, and I hope that the company feel this too, blown away by how many similarities there are in people's experiences. And I think that's something that humans always forget and need reminding of all the time. And that's one of the things theatre can do, is bring people together in a way that makes you feel like you're part of a bigger community. You're not the only person going through something. You're not the only person feeling a certain way. I mean, we had a beautiful session where we talked about home, what home means. I'm a migrant to New Zealand, and for me to listen to this group of young people talk about leaving home and feelings of figuring out where home is as you start to decide to leave your family home and find somewhere else, or decide not to leave your family home, was something that I could relate to, even as someone a lot older than these guys are.
There's, I think, almost 20 of you involved with this. So as you were sharing your stories, the stories would be different, but did you find a lot of commonality, Luca and Freddie, to the story, be it anxiety or concern about the future or concern about the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I found that no matter how different my story was in terms of, you know, the physical steps of what happened, the feelings were the same and the emotions were the same. And we all felt like at that point in time we were going through the same thing, even though as a teenager you tend to be a bit like, no one understands me. But I think we sort of realised that the only people that understand us is the rest of us.
Yeah, I think when we were talking about home, a lot of people agreed upon, like, it wasn't everyone, but a lot of people said home for them isn't a place, it's a group of people. And I've always felt that. I moved house a lot when I was a young kid, and actually all my life I've moved house a lot. But home for me has always been my family, and I didn't think anyone would really, obviously home's your family, but I don't think anyone would connect to that in the way that I did, and just so many people did. I thought that was quite cool.
What do you all hope will come from people seeing Brainstorm? So you're going to have your friends and family, people who know you. I imagine that they're going to learn things about you that they may not know. But for the broader experience of teenagers coming, or for adults coming, what do you hope they'll take away from Brainstorm?
I think there's a lot of personal stuff we share in Brainstorm, and I think it would be cool for everyone to see, particularly people we invite and we know, to see, like, the way we want to present ourselves to them and what we want to show about ourselves to them. Like, there's a few quite intimate scenes, and there's, intimate might be the wrong word, there's a couple scenes that deal with mental health, and quite a way of, like, seeing it through the eyes of the person that the scene is about. And I think it is probably quite important for people who don't understand that kind of thing to see these scenes and watch that for kind of like a first-person perspective on it.
Teenagers are a bit of a mystery to most people, even if they have been one, because it gets further and further away and you sort of forget why you made the decisions you did and thought the way you did. But once you get past it, I think it's important to keep remembering who you were so you can become someone new. And it's the perfect show to do that, because you're watching real teenagers. It's not like a 25-year-old remembering what it was like. Like, we are right here, right now. And seeing it happening in real time and recent stories, which I love, unfolding, I think is really valuable for people to reminisce, but also look forward.
The show definitely isn't being young is awful and We need to understand what that's like more. I think this show is a celebration of all the chaos and a kind of awareness of what that means, but also remembering that that actually means you can be really spontaneous, you can be really creative, you can be really open, and those are things that everyone can benefit from. So potentially I think there's an opportunity for an adult to watch this show and remember something wonderful about themselves when they were younger that they want to kind of reconnect with.
That issue, though, of mental health that Luca touched on, it's incredibly important at the moment. We hear about anxiety essentially being a plague. That's such a delicate issue. Has that been one of the more challenging things to devise? How much to share?
I think it's hard to know when you open those boxes. As a director of this project, I've definitely found that challenging. And it's interesting to have Luca in the room because we had a situation through the process where Luca came with a really strong and well-formed offer for a scene that wasn't something I asked for, but has ended up in the show. And I think that was a response to the need to include really strong and committed content around mental health, which I felt, I think, if I'm honest, needed to come from the company, not from me. That's been a really wonderful part of the process, is that everyone's taken responsibility for creating a whole rounded show.
I love that word, offer. How have you found the devising process?
I just love a bit of devising, to be honest. I think it's really magical when you get a group, especially a group you really connect with, and you get a prompt that seems so foreign, you have no idea where it could go, and then creating something magical with it. I remember the first devising session we had, the prompt was we had to do something based on the limbic system, my group, and then we just made it like a dating show. And like, going into that session, I wouldn't have ever thought that that would be something that we would make, but it's sort of evolved into a different thing now. And the process of devising, it has no comparison in other parts of theatre, because you're literally just starting from the ground up, and then you end up at a certain point, you have no idea how you got there. But it can't be done alone, you have to do it collaboratively, and collaboratively is how it ends up so good, I think.
You're in this age group now that some of you are going to be leaving and some of you are going to be staying, and it sounds like it's been a family. So come the end of the year, when Brainstorm finishes, it's going to be quite a moment for you, I imagine.
Yeah, this is my second year and my last, unfortunately, and we all look out for each other and we know that we want the best for each other, I think, but we're also incredibly committed to making the best thing that we could possibly make. And I'm going to miss that. Sad.
You know, there's been a lot of angsting about the fact that young people aren't interested in the theatre, aren't going to the theatre. Why do you two love it?
I think I love the collaboration. Again, like, because you typically work on a show for at most maybe 3 months, and then at the end of the 3 months you do a bunch of shows, and then it's over in that group. Often doesn't see each other again or doesn't, you know, work in that same way together. But that 3 months is so sort of sacred because you're working on one topic or one show and you know the ins and outs of that show so well. It's sort of just this explosion of creativity. And then once it's over, you'll always have that, even though it's over, you know, it'll always be a part of you. And I think that's something that you don't get, especially from other mediums, is the, you know, you become like a huge group of people who know each other incredibly, incredibly well. And then it, you know, reaches a huge climax with the final shows, and then you get to show it to other people and have them appreciate it and appreciate your group in a different way than you do. I think that's what attracts me to it, is the people, really.
I just really love being seen. I love being in the spotlight, being the centre of attention, and being in the theatre. It's like, as opposed to film, I haven't done a lot of film, I've done a little bit, but the theatre is, people are going out of their way to come and sit in an audience and watch you do something. And I just think that's so awesome that, like, people are taking the time of day to watch me do what I love, and that's be the centre of attention.
Actors Freddie Thornton and Luca Malthus, and director and deviser Rachel Sears. Brainstorm opens on Tuesday at Rangiruru Merivale Lane Theatre in Christchurch.